This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. Well, he's an award-winning comedian, author, musician, a proud nerd. He abandoned his law degree, which I found interesting, to travel the world and sing funny songs for a living. You may have seen him on TV at festivals or a one-off man puppet sort of storytelling things. It's Sammy J. Good afternoon.
Yay.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
Mate, I can't believe... What did your family think about you leaving your law degree to go and do what you're doing now?
Oh, look, I would love to tell you it was some sort of, like, you know, I shamed the dynasty or something. But to be honest, I think they were all horrified when I ended law.
How many years did you do of your law degree?
I did exactly 2.5 years of the five-year course. And
wow.
I think it was the 50% tipping point. I was like... No, I'm done.
I'm out. Did you always know, the stuff that you're doing now, though, did you always kind of know that's what you were going to gravitate towards?
It was certainly always what I wanted to do. Like, I was the class clown at primary school, pretty much. So in the back of my head, I thought, you know, comedy would be a pretty sweet career. I sort of went into law pretty much because I got better results than I was expecting to. And, you know, you had this pressure to sort of use your score, which is obviously a very stupid mistake that I made. But, at least I got to do the sketch comedy reviews and things. You know, the law review in Melbourne has quite a long comedic history, so I got a few jokes out of it.
Well, it's so funny because a lot of my close friends are lawyers and none of them are funny. Like, it's well-renowned that lawyers just aren't. Their sense of humour is really sort of twisted and dull, isn't it?
Well, look, I certainly found it a nice breeding ground for jokes because I was so bored in the lectures. trying to make people laugh. But, you know, if anyone is looking for a lawyer... Avoid anyone who went to Melbourne Uni between 2003 and 2005. I was fleeing their class, distracting them.
Now, listen, my sister's away. She's in Bali. She's a stand-up comic as well. She does the stuff around town and whatever. And I said to her, listen, is there any questions you want us to ask Sammy J? And she goes, yeah, just ask him if Randy the puppet's gay or bisexual.
Well,
I don't know. She said, look, is that gay kind of purple colour?
Well, I see several assumptions I need to first of all correct. First of all, I'm not a ventriloquist. Many people ask me as if I can speak for Randy, but Randy is his own person. Secondly, at least she has not accused him of being a penis, which happens regularly. But I don't think Randy would mind me saying that. You know, I think he swings all ways. I think he's a pretty open guy.
Gender fluid.
That's what we like.
Love it. Hey, listen, you've got a massive week because you're doing the 12 J's of Christmas. Is that right?
I did, and the only reason I called it that is so I can hear people have to say a really bad time.
Tell us what it's about. It's like your 40 best shows of the year combined into a big package.
Pretty much. Yeah, I've been doing a weekly spot for the ABC ever since February, so a little sketch, you know, based on society or politics. And so this is my chance to break out of the 3-minute confines and have a whole hour show. So it's my favourite episodes from the year, with a little links between, you know, Santa and Rudolph and I just chilling, hanging out.
Yeah, sounds good. And what time's the show? What time's the show on again, for those who don't know?
Yeah, 9:30 on ABC Comedy Thursday night, and it's also going to be on iView and so on for the next probably 3 years. So no excuses.
And this is your first year on there, isn't it?
My first year doing this, the weekly spots.
Yeah, the weekly spots, yeah. Because, and before that, you've been doing lots of travelling too, like all the big festivals around the world, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Like, sort of live comedy has been my bread and butter for many years now, but this ABC work sort of started the last election during some sketches. I've just taken the piss out of play school and our leaders, and then that sort of became more regular work. So my current niche is... political satirist, although, you know, I'm sure this rocket will burn up soon enough and I'll have to do something else.
It must be nice having a regular income as a stand-up comic.
Exactly.
It is pretty amazing. Like, in the arts, as you would know, it's a rare chance to actually have a job that's ongoing.
Oh, we're a volunteer-based organisation. We don't make any money. So it costs us money to be here every week.
I feel like I volunteered for 15 years before you.
Well, listen, good luck with the show on Thursday night. I think it's great. We'd love to have you live in the studio at some point with Randy, if you can spare the time.
We love the studio. We would love to drop in, so let's make it happen.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, Sammy. Good luck for Thursday.
Cheers. Thanks.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.